He is from Nibs Computer Services. They're presenting the Innovation Award at the Uckfield Business Awards, which is coming up later in the year, and you've still got plenty of time to vote. It's quite simple. All you do is go to the website. We'll tell you more about that a bit later on. But Tim, good morning. Welcome to the programme. Now, tell us a bit about Nibs Computer Services. Now, you obviously, being Tim Nibs, you started it, I would guess.
I did. I started it back in 1992. We've been basically installing and supporting computer products ever since then for a range of businesses, small businesses all the way up to corporates. We had a recent addition in the last few months of also providing telecom services as well. So we do all the broadband and phone systems and basically everything for a business around technology.
You see, with computers, you always think it's a geek who's going to be doing computers. You look normal, I'm sorry. What made you get into computers?
I'm a definite geek. I started when I was 11, actually writing games.
Did you?
For games consoles.
How the heck do you go about writing a game?
Well, back then it was quite difficult, actually. Very long process, but I'm definitely a geek. Spent long hours messing around on games consoles and producing games for people to
buy. It's always intrigued me because when you're playing a game, you've got a figure.
Yeah.
And you're going to move it one way or the other, but you've got to actually write the program to make it move like it's normal. That's the tricky bit, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And also it has to know about its environment and, you know, so it doesn't bump into things, or if it does bump into things, it reacts. And it's the same processes when we go to write software for business as well. It's all about the business process and what happens if the business bumps into something in such a, you know, in sort of way.
So you did your grounding there then?
Yeah, absolutely. Been doing it ever since.
And so when you left school, did you go straight into setting up your own business or did you work for somebody else?
I didn't. Well, I had a Saturday job in a computer store near where I lived at the time. And when I left school, they actually offered me the management of the store back when I was 17.
It's nice and young.
Yes. So sort of built that up and then moved on from position to position and got into business computing quite early on. Worked for some big contractors in the IBM arena and ended up travelling around and doing troubleshooting for IBM from time to time. So we've used that experience that I gained and the people that we've got on board to bring now to small and medium-sized businesses.
You see, most businesses now work on Windows, don't they?
Yes.
Is that always the best option?
Not necessarily. Windows is definitely... Microsoft have definitely cornered the market, mainly because way back yonder when the IBM PC was first conceived, Microsoft got the contract to write the operating system for it. So that sort of has ingrained Microsoft in the minds of people when you buy a PC. So there's the Microsoft operating system. Obviously, there's Apple, which is quite prevalent in home and in graphics arenas, but more so in business as well now, because it's known as quite a stable platform. And there are also what's called open source products out there like Linux that people may have heard of that you can install on a PC.
Are they easy to have yourself at home rather than having a Windows system?
They can be. The trouble is, because lots of people use Windows, then there's lots of support for it. So it's easy to walk into a shop, for instance, and get some help with a Windows PC, not so much with the others.
You see other things around. You see, I at home, on most of the things I do, I use Lotus. Mm. But the trouble is now, Windows clashes with Lotus and fouls it up.
Yeah.
Lotus is, you know, are suffering because Windows obviously don't want them to be on it.
Yeah.
You know, you think, well, I'd like to do something different. I would like to be something different. There's, as you say, open source. There is an open program which everybody's always trying to get you to download. Every time you download something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Open Office, is it?
Open Office, yeah. It's an alternative to Microsoft Office. It's okay. You know, if you've got a PC at home and you don't want to fork out for a copy of Microsoft Office, it works. You can write letters in it. You can do spreadsheets.
Which is all most of us want to do, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely at home if you want to save a few pennies. It won't hurt you downloading it.
But it's when you're getting into the more complicated stuff with business.
Absolutely, yeah. With business, you have to really stick to tried and tested routes, which is where the Microsoft applications come in. You know, we write applications that integrate with the other Microsoft applications, so as a business, you can run your whole business through the Microsoft suite and on a Microsoft platform. Again, there are certain things that that we tend to do with Macs, you know, more around the graphic arena. But generally, day-to-day business stuff is based around Microsoft, yeah.
But Macs are better for graphics, are they, or not?
Yeah.
I get the general impression they are from people.
Yeah, that's right. Again, they kind of cornered the market there because they were better first, if you know what I mean. So you can do everything you want to do on a Windows PC, but they've cornered the market there. So it tends to be where people sort of move to when they want to do something with graphics.
When you are called in by a company to write a program for them for their particular business, how do you start? That's a nice, easy question for you to answer.
How long have we got? No. Yeah. Well, basically, we look at the business process. If you think about it, a lot of off-the-shelf applications that you buy, an accounting package or anything like that, that they want you to do your business process the way the software works. Well, we look at it in a different way. We look at your business and make the software do what your business wants to do. So you can run your business much more efficiently, maybe, possibly, I hate to say it, with fewer staff, if you've got that application set up exactly how you want to run it. And it helps you grow as a business as well, if you're running efficiently.
Because, as you say, there are things out there. You know, I think immediately of things like TazBooks and things like that for doing the accounting and that, which for small companies is fine.
Absolutely, yeah, nothing wrong with them as
well. But as you say, you can't do anything else.
No, that's right. When your business is slightly different to putting a normal invoice on, selling a piece of stock, if you're doing something slightly different, then you really need a bespoke piece of software to run through your business process, you know, to make sure that the workflow that you're doing, actually the software follows with you. And that way it all runs efficiently.
And as you say, that way, although it's going to be more expensive for you to do it, presumably,
not necessarily.
Oh, right. Yeah. There's somebody on hand to tweak things if...
Absolutely.
Which you can't do with an established program.
No, I mean, some programs you can write things that bolt onto them. But if you're looking at a multiple user environment, so you've got five people upwards working on computers, say sort of 5 to 20 and upwards, sometimes going down the bespoke route can be a comparable price to buying an off-the-shelf package. So what you've got to remember is that you don't just go out and buy something for 300 quid or something like that. If you've got lots of people, you have to buy a license per user, and then you have to buy the support, then you have to buy the upgrades. You know, whereas if we write something specifically for you, it's not necessarily going to cost you more money.
Okay, we'll look at the business awards in just a moment. My guest this morning is Tim Nibbs. He is from Nibbs Computer Services.
In East Hoadley, Spithurst, Heronsgill, Shortbridge, Poundgate.
This is your Uckfield FM.